Blog Talk Radio.
Speak to us right now.
for somebody in this house tonight. Well, there's an atmosphere of a prophetic voice that's speaking right now. When God shows up, he speaks. He moves. Why don't you lift up your hands right now? Somebody's going to leave encouraged tonight. That heavy burden is lifting right now. That thing you're facing is leaving right now. You're getting your victory right now. Come on, lift up your hands. Somebody who needs to be encouraged. Right now, your faith is returning to you. Your joy is coming back to you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Faith on the Line. Thank you for joining me at a different time for Faith on the Line. Thank you for being faithful to tuning in. I am your humble host, Prophet Stacy, sitting in for Prophet Page. Prophet Page, thank you for this opportunity to share with your people what the Lord has put in my spirit on tonight to minister and then to pray it through. In the name of Jesus. So if you need prayer, it's not too late. If you listen to the sound of my voice, the number is 347-426-3782. Again, the number is 347-426-3782. The phone lines will be open tonight. So if you need prayer, 347-426-3782. Don't be shy. Once again, welcome to Faith on the Line, everybody. For foundation in prayer on tonight, I'm going to use Acts 16, and this is very familiar. This is verse 25 through 27, but I really want to focus. Now, I'm going to stop at 28, but I really want to focus on 27. But I'm going to read it all beginning at 25 and go through 28 so you will understand what's going on. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaking. At once, all the prison doors flew open, and everyone's chains came open. The jailer, this is where I really want to go, the jailer woke up. And when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. Verse 28. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here." Somebody, the first thing the Lord wants to tell you is to not harm yourself. Don't take what's going on right now in your life personally. If someone has left you, walked away, been unfaithful, and then stay put when they know that they should have, it was their season to go. You don't have to take that personal. You don't have to harm yourself. You don't have to feel guilty. Because everything that goes on in life surrounding you is not your fault. Maybe it was in your sphere of influence, like it was in this jealous sphere of influence. He was over those prisoners, so there was his sphere of influence. He had influence over them. And when he saw that they weren't there, he was about to harm himself. Do not harm yourself. Do not take it personal. Stop inflicting pain on yourself. Stop crying about it. Stop worrying about it. Because like Paul said in verse 28, we are all still here. The people that really count in your life, guess what? They're still there. The people that really matter, they're still there. No need for you to even take it personal. If you never gain influence back over that person that left, that walked away, don't worry about it. God will send new people in your life. It's going to be there. They're going to be there to support your ministry. They're going to be there to support your business. They're going to be there to support whatever you're doing. Here this jailer was over the prisoners. So, in a sense, he had a prison ministry. And he feared that they had walked, that they had left, that they had got free and left. But for whatever reason, Paul and the rest of the prisoners were still there. They could have walked away, but they were still there. And there's going to be some people in your life, you know they could have walked away. But they're going to be right there. They're going to stick and stay. Just like Paul said, don't harm yourself. We're still here. The people that really care about you the most, we're still here. And God is going to send more people to add on to that. To God be the glory. You need to receive it and start worrying about it. Now is not the time to be inflicting self-harm upon yourself, blaming yourself. Now is the time to get up, put yourself together, and realize what God has for you, it is for you. Who God has for you, he or she is still for you. And I don't just mean in a relationship. It might be a friendship or a business connection or a ministry connection. That person is for you. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. Now let's pray it through. It's important that you not just receive the word, but you pray it through. Father God, I ask you on tonight, Lord God, to look upon all those that are struggling with a spirit of loneliness, Lord God, because they're worried over the one that walked away, worried over the people that walked away, worried over the one that they thought was a business connection, a ministry connection, a lifelong partner or a lifelong friend, but they walked away, God. Look upon them and comfort their heart, Lord God. I speak to their spirit of loneliness, and I say no weapon formed against that person's mind shall prosper. No weapon formed against that person's body shall prosper. Therefore, loneliness, you don't have a place there. You don't have a place in their mind. You don't have a place in affecting their body. But they will be strong and be able to function. Even in this season, even in what they're going through, they will be able to function because God is. God has said that he's going to send new people. He's going to send new connections, just like the jailer was worried about the prisoners he was over in his prison ministry, but they were still there. There are going to be some faithful people that come along that's going to still be there no matter what you go through. Hear me, God is going to send faithful people that's going to stick and stay right by your side today, Lord God. Be with them. In Proverbs 18, your word says that Jesus would stick closer than a brother. He is closer to us than a brother. And I thank you, Lord God, for letting us have Jesus on our side. Somebody that's going to stick closer to us than a brother. Thank you, Lord God, for letting us have him. Thank you, Lord God, for letting us have your Holy Spirit. Thank you for indwelling us on tonight, Lord God. And if there's anybody listening to the sound of my voice that has not been filled with the Holy Spirit on tonight, Lord God, I pray that they open up and release themselves, Lord God. Release themselves to you, Lord God. Stop holding it and just release it. Release their mouth to you. Release their spirit to you so that you can feel them. Because in Psalms 81 and 10, that's right, 81 and 10, it says that if we open wide our mouth, you would feel it. Feel that person's mouth. If we open wide our mouth, you would feel it. And I pray on tonight, Lord God, that somebody will open wide their mouth and let you feel it. Feel it with your Holy Spirit. Feel it with the words that they need to say to get through this season that they're in, Lord God. For the confrontations that they need to have, for the conversations that they need to have. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, whatever it takes to heal them, Lord God, so that they will not cause physical harm to themselves like the jailer in tonight's prayer text was about to do. He was about to harm himself. For somebody that's going through that, God, I ask that you give them the strength, Lord God, to get past it because you're going to feel them. You're going to F-I-L-L feel them as though a pitcher of water was being filled. Lord God, and also you're going to feel them as though you're touching them. You're going to feel them, feel what they're going through, and help them through, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you on tonight, God, that your word also says that we do not have a high priest that is not familiar with our suffering. But in all points, he went through, but he was not sinful. He was without sin. He was tempted, but he was without sin. I thank you that we have that type of high priest that can understand, that can sympathize One translation, empathize with what we go through. He knows our weaknesses, but yet he's been through it and he didn't sin. Help us to walk in that same manner, Lord God, that we will not sin, Lord God. Look upon everybody that's struggling with loneliness, Lord God, tonight. The spirit of loneliness, Lord God, I ask that you break it tonight. Lord God, I ask that you break the spirit of suicide off of somebody's life, God. Break their spirit to harm themselves off of somebody's life, God. You know I got a special place in my heart for those that cut themselves. I don't know why. Lord God, we look upon that person that may be cutting themselves, Lord God, just because they need to release, Lord God. And in some kind of way they got it in their mind that if they cut themselves, that would be their form of release, their way of getting free, Lord God. I ask that you come against that on tonight, Lord God. I come against that on tonight, Lord God. And I ask that you bring deliverance to them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. There's no need to be lonely. I don't care what stage of life you're in, whether you're single, married, divorced, widowed or whatever. There's no need to be lonely. Jesus is your friend. Jesus is your companion. Jesus was given to us as an example for every area of our lives. Therefore, you don't have to be like the jailer looking at your situation, looking at what you think is going on and about to harm yourself. You don't have to take it out on yourself. Yes, you might have had influence over that person and you were supposed to be over them. And they walked away or whatever. Whatever happened, it's still not your fault because people have a mind of their own. Somebody catch that in the spirit. People have a mind of their own, which means you can't stop nobody from doing anything. I don't care what it is. You can't stop them. You can tell them right from wrong, but if they still want to do it, guess what? They're going to do it. And, beloved, that's not your fault. It's not your fault. Father God, help them to see tonight that it's not their fault. It's not their fault. In the name of Jesus, I break every spirit that's looming over their mind that's unlike you. Every spirit in them that you did not plant. Matthew 15:13 says, everything, Jesus said, everything my heavenly Father has not planted will be pulled up by the root. And I pray that over somebody tonight, Lord God. Everything that's planted in them, that's looming over them and trying to get in their mind, get in their spirit, that was not planted there by you, that you will pull it up by the root. Help them to heal. Help them to get delivered and go on. And watch you refill their life with people that will stay. Faithful people that will be there. Be there for them. In business, be there for them in ministry, be there for them as a friend, be there for them just as a personal connect. God has people for you. Somebody, this your prayer because I can feel it. God has people for you. God has a village of people for you. There's a old saying that says it takes a village to raise a baby. But I'm saying to everybody under the sound of my voice, God has a village of people. They're not going to raise you from a baby, but they're going to help raise you up out of that place that you're in, out of that lonely place that you're in, out of that depressed place that you're in, out of that needy place that you're in, because you don't have to stay there, because that's not of God. God already paid the price your mind is going through. Oh, that's good, God. I felt that. And I got the scripture for it. But Jesus was in the garden. Y'all remember when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane? And he was about to go to the cross. And he was out there in the garden praying to the Father. And he was praying so hard that his sweat became like blood. And he kept on praying till he got to the point that he said, Father, not my will, but yours be done. When his blood went across his forehead, there was payment for whatever's going on in your mind. When that went across his head, went across his mind, across his forehead, there was already payment for what's going on in your mind right now. You be delivered from those thoughts. You be delivered from that. That's not of God. God already paid for that when Jesus paid for it in the garden. Somebody receive it. Father God, I thank you for that revelation right now in the name of Jesus. And I seal it so that the devil won't come against it. I seal it for somebody in your precious blood. We receive that on tonight because we all have wrong thoughts at times. We all receive that tonight. In the name of Jesus, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. If you're somebody, you're going through and you're really suicidal right now, you know somebody who has suicidal thoughts, but you don't know how to minister to them, I want you to join me on Monday night for Prolific Fire. Same time as it always has been, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. And I will be using the same text, but we're going to go deeper. We're going to talk about suicide and how that's not God's option. That's not an option for you. Because as Paul said, we are all here. We are all here. I don't know what's making you want to kill yourself like the jailer was in the text, but we are all here. That's what you need to know. We're going to go deeper Monday night. But right now, if you're on the phone lines and you need prayer about something different other than what we just prayed by faith, what I just prophesied to you in your ear by faith, if you need prayer about something else, now is your time. Press one on your phone. Press one on your phone, and I will be glad to pray with you on tonight. To God be the glory. Press one on your phone. I'm going to wait a few minutes. To God be the glory. Tonight, I'm going to assume that everybody is satisfied. If not, be sure to join me on Monday, and I will give you a number to get to me directly for prayer, because I'm not going to open the phone lines on Monday, because the subject matter always be real, real deep. And I don't want to put nobody on the spot Monday. So if you need prayer Monday, just stay to the end of the message and I will give you a direct number to reach out to me. I'm really loving ministering to a lot of you one-on-one, so that is fine. With all of that being said, this concludes Faith on the Line tonight. I pray, I always do that, everybody, this prayer, this prophecy, if there was your word of prayer, your word of prophecy on tonight, receive, receive, receive. To God be the glory. Good night, everybody. Stay in his presence. Stay blessed. Good night.